Viraji, as Prem Rawat is widely known, speaks to people around the world about the possibility of finding inner peace and contentment. He started addressing audiences when he was only 3 years old. Since then, he has presented his message to over 6.5 million people in more than 50 countries. Speaking at the United Nations Conference Center in Bangkok, Thailand, he recently said, "The peace that we are looking for is already in the heart. It needs to be felt, and I can help you get in touch with it." Viraji's message is more than words. People who listen to him express finding profound inspiration, a fresh perspective on life, and peace within themselves.
This is a nice and intimate setting. Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about this life, about this opportunity that we have been given. And there's no words that can do justice to what has to be expressed. Because we use words for everything. You know, we're driving along and all of a sudden, there is a traffic jam, and we notice that there is an open lane, and we see that as an opportunity. You know, we're driving along, and we see a police officer has already pulled somebody over. So we see that as an opportunity to speed up. But the kind of opportunity that I am talking about are not like this. The opportunity that I'm talking about is existence. And that's entirely different. It's a different ball game. People get very happy if their lottery comes in. And I know, you know, so many people. I guess I haven't yet met anybody who was too rich. I really haven't. Because there are people who are super rich and they're still trying to make more money. And all I can say is, how and when do we begin in our lives to recognize what we have been given? Everybody here has something going on. Their mother's here, they have kids, they feel it's their responsibility to raise them right. Their father's here who feel that's their responsibility to raise their kids right. There are people here who have jobs, there are people here who have very important projects, or whatever goes on. And so much of that occupies our life. We've got our things happening. And yet, how do I explain to you, in which words do I explain to you, that this thing called existence that is happening is far superior, is far greater than all those things put together? How do I explain to you, what words do I use to explain the value of each and single breath? One at a time. One at a time it comes to you. No pretense, no announcements, no lightning, no thunder, no billboards. It doesn't quite fit the human concept of something important. Because the human concept is, well, something important is going to happen. You know, it's going to be written all over the sky. Something weird would happen. Sun would rise in the middle of the night. Oceans would part. Miracle to us is something extraordinary, something that happens on top of everything else, something very special, something unique, something that you really didn't deserve, but here it comes. And all I can say is that in my life, there's only one thing that really fits that criteria of a miracle, and that's this existence itself. So I didn't know, I don't know, and I certainly don't remember what I did to expect this, to have this, to deserve this. And every day and every moment that goes by, to remember how precious, how the most incredible thing is coming into me, the most amazing thing is coming into me, and it's blessing me, it's touching me. I mean, my goodness, you know, what do we know about blessing? somehow in this life, you know, it's easy to remember everything else. It's easy to remember all the troubles, and it's easy to remember all the problems, and it's all easy to remember all the bad things that have happened. But what about the good? The best thing has already happened. The best thing is that we have been given the gift of this existence, that we have been given the gift of this breath. And to remind ourselves again that nothing is better than that. That maybe in our lives we try to see things, a combination of things, our ideas, our dreams, and if that could happen, that would be nice. And if that could happen, that would be nice. But nobody just simply takes a look at this existence, this life, and says, wow, how incredible. Why am I dreaming of anything else? Why am I wishing for anything else? When beyond all my imagination, the best wish that I could have ever wished for has come true. And is it not time to recognize that and get busy with gratitude? And somebody asked me, he said, you know, is it really possible to remember every breath? Is it? And I still think about that. Because it's like, what a bizarre question. What a bizarre question. So, gold is raining. Nice bars, about that big, about yay thick. They're raining. And everywhere you look, it's raining gold bars. And now it's stopped. And everywhere you look, for miles and miles and miles, there's this beautiful golden hue because all these bars are lying there. And you're going to stand there and go, well, you know, I can't pick up all those bars. So, I'm going back to bed. Would you? As many as you can. As many as you can, as quickly as you can, you will gather, because you know the value. Too long ago, somebody said to me, you know, how can we remember this breath all the time? All the time. What if we're asleep? So I started thinking about that. If somebody brings up a topic like that, that's pretty interesting. You see, for me, there are facts. And facts are facts. They're not fiction. So when somebody asks you a question and you don't know the answer to it, you don't go change the fact. Because a lot of people do that. Well, then it must not be true. But I know that it is true. Then I started thinking about it. It took me a couple of days. I'd go up to my office, get the coffee, and this is what I was thinking about. Turn my computer on, this is what I was thinking about. After 2 days, it finally hit me. That's the answer. That when something matters to me, I allow something to take over in a very beautiful way, then I think about that day and night. Then I think about that even in my sleep. Now, we don't have good experience of that. Usually it's things that highly trouble us. That's what we think about. Oh my God, what's going to happen? And then that's what comes up even in the sleep. But what if that which we thought about the most was not a bad thing, And it didn't trouble us, but it brought us joy. You know, when you come to think of it, that's not how we are. That's not how we think things. That's not how we allow things to happen to us. It's completely the other way around. Things that greatly trouble us, that's what we think about the most. They're the ones we obsess about. They're the ones we lie there at night, not sleeping. And only one thing, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. But indeed, what a switch it would be. And a beautiful switch it would be. So this is the analogy I came up with. If I took somebody, blindfolded them, and took them and perched them up atop a tower, 1,000 feet high, and this tower has a flat board, maybe about 60 feet by 60 feet, and I put them there. I say, here, stay here for a couple of nights. And whatever you do, don't take off your blindfold. And of course, this perch is such that it has no railings. This is what makes it really cute. Somebody I know is very afraid of heights, even more than me. So every time I get to a hotel, there's this particular hotel I stay at, it's really high. And I say, well, why don't you want to walk outside on these railings? And he always says, no, I could never do that. And I say, well, what if it was only 1 foot off the ground? Oh yeah, then I could do it. Well, just think, it's 1 foot off the ground. But wait a minute, what kind of thinking is that? It's not 1 foot off the ground. So here's this perch, beautiful, but no railings, 1,000 feet up. Keep your blindfold on, stay here a couple of nights, I'll come and get you. What do you think will happen? Give them a box of here. You know, right on your body, in one of those body packs, here's some sandwiches, here's some water, so you'll be okay. See you in a couple of days. Nice, everything is nice. Nice wind, breeze blowing, oh, it's nice. It's beautiful. Should I go discover? I wonder where I really am. Maybe I need to go for a walk. But what if I took the same person and took the blindfold off and I said, okay, 2 days later, I'll come and get you. What would happen? Well, they'll sleep. But even in their sleep, they will make sure they're not too close to that edge. And day and night for those 2 days, what is going to be the thought? Gee, I hope I'm not too close to that edge. Not too close to that edge. Lying asleep? Yes, no problem. Getting sleep? No problem. But just a check. Not a bad check. Just a check. You see, when you are tormented at night, you open your eyes and a flood of thoughts come in for that brief period that you become awake. I'm talking about replacing that flood. From devastation to joy. Now people say, you know, this is the things he's talking about are crazy. They're not. Because one saint already has explained that if you have to worry about something, then worry about that name that is embedded in that breath, that joy that is embedded in that breath, that beauty that is embedded in that breath. And if anything else bothers you, and you are bothered by it, it will be the noose of destruction. These are fighting words. To people of today, these are fighting words. They don't understand. They don't understand the frailty of a human being. They don't understand the balance. They don't understand how delicate it is. This is not a perch 1,000 feet high. This is a perch miles high. This is not a perch, my friend, 60 feet by 60 feet. This is a perch that barely measures an inch by an inch. And on that is you. In your full size, not scaled. Now not scaled. No compensation. As you are perched upon that. But the news is good. Survival? No. In fact, thriving is possible. Joy is possible. That it can be a beautiful experience being here on the face of this earth. Being here, being alive, being connected. All you have to do, this is what the good news is. All you have to do is connect to the basics that you have. That's really good news. To me, that's really good news. No tests. No studying. No schools. No memorizing. Just to be aware. Just to be conscious. Just to be aware that you are alive. No judgment of good and bad, right and wrong. But just an awareness that you are alive. That you exist. That you are. So, miles high, 1 inch by 1 inch. Which way do you want to be leaning? What would you favor? I want to stand straight. As straight as I can. Find my peace within me. Not a sea of conflicts, but peace. Tranquility. Find my joy. These sustain me well. As I look for food, my heart looks for these. My mind is curious. And the least I could do, the least I should do, least I can do, is give my mind that. The most wonderful things to ponder. It likes to ponder. It likes to think. It likes to imagine. Then let me give it things to imagine like it can really go hog wild on. Mission for the mind. How to be thankful all the time. See if you can figure that. Whoa. That could be a dangerous. You don't have to necessarily listen to all the suggestions that come back. On to something new. And my heart wants that which has substance. One lives on vapor. One lives on substance. So let me give my heart the substance of love, of peace, of truth, of understanding. And find myself not leaning, but to be able to stand straight and focused. Not divided, but united. Because in that division is our failure. Divided, we will fall. United, we can stand strong. In heart, in mind, in body, united. And to move forward in unison, towards the one objective of being fulfilled every day. And be in joy and not in doubt. So, that's the possibility. Will you remember every breath? Try. Try. Something you can do. Will you be free of doubt? Try. Try. To be in the expedition, you don't have to climb the mountain first. Just have to try. Just have to try. A little trust, a little wisdom, not information, just not academic information, a little knowledge, a little want, a little commitment, a little understanding brew a powerful concoction. A little light, I've seen this, a little light removes a hell of a lot of darkness. A lamp lit and a flame no bigger than that. And thousands and thousands of cubic feet of darkness is being removed. A little understanding, a little commitment, a little clarity goes a long ways. And that's good. That works in our favor.